The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now on 960 The Patriot, it's the Middle East Radio Forum, your chance to talk about the turmoil in the Middle East. To call in live, dial anytime at 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Outside of the Valley, call toll-free at 888-960-9696. Questions are also welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now your host for the Middle East Radio Forum, Attorney William J. Wolf.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're listening from. Yes, my name is William Wolf. I'm your host today. I usually alternate with Mayor Jalovitz, and he does a great job. I hope to do as good a job as he does. He's a really great host. All right, it's April 14, 2024. The show is broadcast everywhere in the world on the internet on my website, MiddleEastRadioForum.com. We are well into the 21st year of broadcast, the longest-running brokerage show in the history of the state of Arizona. I'm very proud of that, and I'm very proud of my listeners for helping me do that. The show is so popular that the station rebroadcasts the show every Saturday evening at 9 p.m., so you can listen then if you want. You can always go to the podcast or, of course, listen live. If you listen live, then, of course, you can call in with a question. My host today is me, and my guest today is Yoni Titi. Yoni Titi is a frequent appearance on this program. He starts off most shows with some very interesting and important information, but I've asked Yoni to be on the whole show today. And for this show, I am appointing him as the Prime Minister of Israel with a mandate to do what is necessary for Israel's security and survival. Yoni, are you with us?
Bill, I just want to know, when you asked me to do this show, how you arranged for Iran to attack Israel the day before.
Well, I didn't arrange it, but I knew it was going to happen, so I would have you on the show for the first appearance after the attack. We here at Middle East Radio Forum are very, very important and very prescient in knowing what's going to happen, so we knew it. So anyway, Yoni, can you please tell the listeners something about your background?
Born and raised in the USA, immigrated to Israel, chased terrorists in a variety of different roles throughout the years, and still own my house and property in Israel, and hope to be going back home soon. And that's basically it. Got a couple of BAs and a master's degree along the way. And chasing bad guys, I got to travel all over the world and had a lot of fun times doing it.
And very important times, I'm sure. Yoni, I very much appreciate you being on the show today. We're going to be talking mostly about the Islamic Republic of Iran, but for time, we're going to just call it Iran. But please understand, the correct full name is the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I'd like to get into that right away. Now tell me, did Israel intelligence fail for the October 7th?
Absolutely, 100%.
And if so, why?
For a variety of reasons. One of the things I don't like about politicians, almost regardless of what country they're in, politicians adopt a position, and then it's very hard for them to remain flexible and change with new data. Bibi Netanyahu allowed through the years literally billions of dollars to go into Gaza that we allowed in. And I'm sure an equal amount of whatever it was also smuggled in, because we gave up the Philadelphia corridor so that we've got the Egyptians on the southern part of the Gaza Strip that butts up against the Sinai Peninsula. Now, if we still had the Sinai, we wouldn't have to worry about anything. Nothing could be smuggled in. But we know that Egyptian officers are becoming very wealthy by smuggling into the Gaza Strip. Currently today, Egyptian officers make $5,000 per semi-truck going in. Now we're at around 400 and something semi-trucks a day times $5,000. Do the math. People are getting rich. If you want to leave Gaza and go down into the Sinai, where you, then you can fly to anywhere in the world, it's $10,000 a head. So Bibi came up with this idea that so much money was going into Gaza that it wasn't in the best nature of Hamas. It wasn't in their best interest, rather, to start a war with Israel. That, yeah, every once in a while they'd shoot a few rockets off to try and prove their terrorist pedigree. But to do anything serious, they would never do it. So that filtered down through from Bibi, down through the top echelon of the military. And when warnings came up, because warnings did come up, they came up both from people on the border who paid with their lives, and also in Shmoni Matayim, the Israeli version of the NSA, there was warnings. And the commander of Shmoni Matayim told one, I think she was a major, that she would be disciplined if she came back with these warnings one more time. So a total failure. And it wasn't the failure of the system. It was a failure of the people that were in specific assignments, both on the political and on the military side, that allowed it to happen. Complacency. I mean, people in Israel, a lot of people in Israel thought we were never going to have to fight a major war again. And here we are. We are now looking at a three or maybe even a four front war staring us in the face. We have Gaza. We'll have Lebanon soon. Hezbollah coming out of Syria and Iranians out of Syria as well, and then Iran itself. So we have to prioritize how we're going to do this. And I actually agree when Gallant, the defense minister, tried to push the response in Gaza off and hit Hezbollah first. I think that's a correct response. Hezbollah has 100,000 rockets and a lot more fighters, and they could do a lot more damage to us than what even Hamas can do. So I think that if we contain Gaza, because Gaza is not going anywhere, and we would have moved up to Lebanon, I think it would have been in our best nature. Now the decision has to be made. We've now had the first direct attack from Iran, and from an Iranian standpoint, it was a total failure. Let's be honest. They had to resort to showing stock footage of a wildfire that happened in Texas to try and show that there were damage in Israel. So when you take our technology versus their technology, their ballistic missiles didn't even hardly get through. I mean, all the things that they threw at us combined with the help of the United States, the UK, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the Israeli Air Force, we literally shot down every drone and every cruise missile before it hit Israel.
Now, it's interesting that you mentioned Jordan and Saudi Arabia, because they traditionally certainly have not been great friends of Israel, quite the contrary. Why have they jumped in the defense of Israel?
Because the whole Shia-Sunni split in Islam. People that are smart in the Middle East, some of them are understanding that it's in their best interest to have a viable, strong Israel alongside them. Do they love us? Do I think that Dubai and the Bahrain love us? No. Do I think it's in their best interest and they think it's in their best interest to have the Abraham Accords? Yeah, I think they do believe it's in their best interest. Would I trust them as far as I could throw one of Iran's ballistic missiles? No, of course not. But if we can neutralize Sunni Muslims, or they can even be our allies in taking out Iran, then we're going to be in a better position, because Iran's a long way away. And if we can have landing rights in Jordan and Saudi Arabia when we hit them, that's only going to be advantageous to us.
Okay. Now, to tell me, going back to October 7th, if you were the prime minister, what would you have done on that day and in the days and weeks thereafter?
Well, I would have just hit them from the air and with artillery, and I would have waited a long time before I put boys in on the ground. We risk Israeli soldiers because of pressure from the world. I mean, the big lie, I mean, there's so many big lies about Gaza. Number one, a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, maybe even longer, I wanted to find out what the actual population of Gaza was. And there is no consensus. I saw from reliable sources that the population could be as low as 800,000, all the way up to 2.5 million. Okay, so there's no consensus on how many people live there. Now, the whole world has said that there's famine and starvation in Gaza. That's a lie. They throw away the rations that the Americans drop by airplanes. They throw them away because they say it's garbage food. The price of food in Gaza has collapsed. It's cheaper to buy food in Gaza today than it was on October 6th because of all the food coming in. Now, Israel, in order to try and play the game, has set a goal that we want to get 500 trucks a day of food into Gaza. Why? Why are we playing games still? After October 7th and after yesterday, why do we want to play games? Because the American government of Joe Biden will support us? No, Joe Biden's already said that if we attack Iran, he's not going to support us. He's not going to be part of it. So what are we trying to win here? You know, we are actually fighting for the existence of the state of Israel. It's not a given. This is Act 2 or Act 3 of the 1948 war. It hasn't been established that we're a given. If it was established we're a given, and if we were as powerful as what we thought we were, would have October 7th have happened? Would they actually have had the courage to hit us, or do they think that we're weak? Now, you can have all the fun toys in the world for your army, but if your leadership is weak in heart and weak in soul, it doesn't do you any good. I talk to guys that have served in Gaza during the war. We're talking officers. They're all upset at the way we're handling the war. They want to hit them hard and be done with it. There are rules of engagement that change, according to the people I've talked to. We are so afraid of what the world might think of us that we're risking our own people.
Well, the world's going to hate Israel no matter what it does. And the question I have now is, some people say Israel should not respond to Gaza because of civilian casualties. In other words, that Hamas should have immunity by hiding among civilians. To me, that's an absolute ridiculous proposition.
Let's cut through it. How many thousands of civilians went across the border on October 7th? And kidnapped people? How many thousands went over just to loot? How many of our hostages are sitting in non-Hamas, non-Islamic Jihad hands currently in Gaza? A lot.
You think they're still alive?
Hamas and Islamic... No, I don't think they're alive. Hamas and Islamic Jihad say they don't even know where 40 of the hostages are. And they've been saying that all along, so their story hasn't changed. So there is a significant number of Israelis in private, so-called private hands. And if you look at the polling data, 90% in some polls support October 7th and still support Hamas. So I'm willing to bet that in Nazi Germany, at the height of power of Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party, I'm willing to bet that 90% of the people didn't support him.
Okay.
So why are we playing games?
Well, Israel's been playing games for its entire existence. It's never demanded a surrender from the people that attack it. And so the people who attack Israel are always in position to do it again down the road. And that drives me crazy. They never win a war.
Well, when Israel was founded and we fought in 1948, we were weak in weapons. We were weak in military technology and knowledge, but our people were strong of heart and soul. Today, we're among the strongest when it comes to military technology. We have some of the best soldiers in the world, and our leadership is weak in heart and soul. So you cannot, when you have leaders that are more afraid of the world than they are their own people. Because, let's be honest, no matter what Bibi does, nobody's going to act like the Swiss did in one of the wars between Paris and Switzerland, when the Swiss soldiers hung their generals and continued on with the war. Nobody's going to do that in Israel, and I'm not calling on them to do that.
Yoni, I've got to stop you there. We are coming up on the first break of today's show. We have three breaks, of course. You're listening to Middle East Radio Forum here on 960 The Patriot. My name is William Wolfe. I'm your host today. Please continue to support the show by using the services of the advertisers and letting them know that you're doing so because they advertise on the show. We'll be right back. The authentic Ethiopian restaurant located at 1740 East McDowell in Phoenix is a great change of pace from your ordinary restaurant. Authentic Ethiopian flavors in a comfortable setting will keep you coming back for more. Vegetarian and meat selections will satisfy everyone in your family. You just have to try it for yourself. That's Authentic Ethiopian Restaurant, 1740 East McDowell, telephone 602-252-2286. At Precision Integrative Pain, they have a team of highly qualified licensed providers and staff. Their board-certified physicians and healthcare providers offer same-day appointments when possible and work closely with attorneys and other medical specialists. Dr. Drew Hunter is a highly skilled, double board-certified medical physician who takes his time to offer premium care to his patients. Bilingual services are available. Call 602-688-6884 or visit their website, PIC-AZ.com. Dassault and Macros are my business and personal CPAs for a good reason. Prompt and accurate work means I trust them with all my accounting needs. Conveniently located just off the 51 freeway at 3519 East Shea Boulevard, Suite 122, give them a call and see what they can do for you. 602-996-8885. That's Dassault and Macros, 602-996-8885. Cherry Blossom Noodle Cafe has terrific sushi, salads, rice and noodle dishes, soup, and even great pasta. On the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback, it will become your favorite Asian restaurant. A loyal sponsor of Middle East Radio Forum for more than 10 years, it is simply the best place for a great Asian lunch or dinner. That's Cherry Blossom Noodle Cafe on the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback. Tell them that William Wolf sent you there. Telephone 602-248-9090.
Watermark Wealth Strategies and Watermark Wealth Planning Offices at 11333 North Scottsdale Road has been a loyal sponsor of this program since its start. They specialize in wealth retention, estate planning, and legacy planning. Watermark has been a leader in the Valley, and its members have been together for over 20 years. Founding partner Carmen Saccone has over 40 years of experience in tax, investment, and estate planning issues affecting retirees and their assets. They offer comprehensive planning that has helped assist families through the process of identifying client objectives and concerns and constructing a strategic plan to address tax, risk, and legacy issues. Consultations are complimentary, and we encourage you to contact Allison Porter at 480-442-3989 to schedule. Securities and advisory services are offered through the LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA/SIPC.
You're listening to the Middle East Radio Forum on 960 The Patriot. To join in the conversation, call anytime at 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Outside of the Valley, call toll-free 888-960-9696. Questions are also welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now back to your host, Attorney William J. Wolf.
Welcome back to today's very important edition of Middle East Radio Forum. My name is William Wolf. My guest for the entire show is Yoni Tidi. I've appointed him as the Prime Minister of Israel to do what is necessary for Israel's survival and prosperity. Yoni, we were talking about civilians, but I want to ask a further question. The world seems to be watching what is happening to the population of Gaza. What can and should be done in that regard by Israel?
Look, it's an interesting question because on one hand, they are so evil, they deserve to be wiped out. On the other hand, will the world let us do that if we even wanted to do that? And I think the answer is no. I think we'd be embargoed and cut off and everything. So I don't really care personally how many so-called civilians get killed in Gaza during the war for us to defeat Hamas. You know what? I feel about them the same way that my father's generation felt about Japanese and German civilians. They didn't care. And I don't care. The United States bombed German cities into smaller rubble than what exists in the parts of Gaza that we've hit. And the United States used nuclear weapons twice. Now, they'll say, oh, it was to end the war and it saved a million lives. Well, you know what? If we hit Gaza the way that the Americans hit Germany and Japan in World War II, it would be to save Jewish lives. And I don't care how many Palestinians after October 7th. My extended family lost 4 family members and 1 wounded on October 7th. So I don't care how many civilians, what age the civilians are. I don't care if they die in our effort to eliminate Hamas and demilitarize the Gaza Strip. I don't care. You know, if we had not given up the Sinai, we could defeat Hamas, demilitarize the civilians of Gaza, move them from Gaza to the southern tip of the Sinai, had a naval blockade on the outside so that they can't smuggle in weapons, and we would have solved the problem. Never have to worry about because Gaza would be incorporated into the state of Israel and that'd be the end of it. But we didn't, you know. Every time we've given up land, it's turned around and been to our detriment. You know, and we've got 134 hostages sitting in Gaza right now. Why should the people of Gaza have food and water while they're still holding our hostages? Especially when we know that at least 40 of the 134 are in civilian hands. Why should I be nice to those civilians when they're holding our people, doing God knows what to our people? How many of the 134 are still alive? Nobody knows. That's the truth. Because we have the ability to fight with Hamas and Islamic Jihad between the efforts of the Shabak and Shmonim with time, the Israeli NSA, we pretty much have a good handle, and we're not going to ignore the stuff like was ignored on the morning of October 7th. But the stuff that's in the people that are being held by the civilians, we don't have a clue. I mean, that's just the honest truth. But the hostages, their families are being manipulated by the American government. Let's be honest. Pre-October 7th, Bibi's got to go because of corruption and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Post-October 7th, under the direction of the Americans, the cry is Bibi's got to go because he won't do a deal with Hamas to get our people back. In the last demonstration before this week, because this week it got, the police closed it down because of the intelligence that Iran was going to hit us. In the last demonstration, one of the family members said, to return our loved ones, we have decided to work in the service of Hamas. We are demanding the Israeli government accept the organization's demands immediately. If not, we'll burn the country down. Seriously? Seriously? And then, if we continue, one of the leaders of the demonstration is a person by the name of Ami Dror. Ami Dror has posted on a WhatsApp group that he's getting his marching orders from the White House, and that the White House has a four-part plan to overthrow the Israeli government, which will involve complaining about our actions on the ground in Gaza. The United States government wants to use the UN Security Council to beat up on Israel. They want to use extortion of our government ministers and then mass protest. Well, you know what? They got three out of the four, because the honest truth is the media in Israel saying there's 100,000 people at these demonstrations. There's less than 10,000. Israel changed on October 7th. I support an election, and the sooner the better. You know why I support an election? The sooner the better? Because I firmly believe that the people that will make up the next Knesset will be so far right-wing compared to what we have now. I mean, the great hope of the Americans is Gantz. Gantz today probably put shudders through the White House staff when he said, no, we're going to hit Iran. Slowly but surely, our enemies are burning the corruption out of the Israeli people. Slowly but surely, the next government's going to be more right-wing. And the government after that, if this nonsense continues, will be even more right-wing. Last night, when the missiles were falling, what was the number one Google search in Israel? Do you know, Bill?
No, I don't.
The number one Google search in Israel last night, as the missiles started, even before, actually, when the word came that they were on the way, the number one Google search in Israel was in Hebrew, Tehillim. People that didn't even have Sefer Tehillim, which means a book of the Psalms in their house, were going online to look up Psalms. Because as Jews, we know that in times of tribulation, we turn to the Psalms. The number two search in Israel on Google last night. Got a clue what it was?
Nope.
It was Tikkun HaKlali, which was a collection of Psalms put together by Rabbi Nachman of Breslev. That's where Israel's going. They think that they're going to get Lapid or Gantz as the next prime ministers and they're going to be liberal? I don't think so. The same way that Bibi, more times through this war...
30 seconds, Yoni.
Wanted, wanted to lessen our response, the right-wing members of his government held his feet to the fire, and he had no choice because he would have been out of a job. That's going to be even more pronounced in future governments in Israel. So I'm overjoyed at where Israel is going. And I honestly think last night, the one big winner out of Iran hitting us is I think it got Trump elected.
Okay, I've got to stop you there. We are coming up for the next break. Listening to Middle East Radio Forum. My name is William Wolf. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with Yoni Titi. This is your host at Middle East Radio Forum, William Wolf. You need to know about Lucky Rentals and Peachtree Partners, Arizona. If you need to buy a used car and need financing, call them at 800-832-2557. That's Lucky Rentals and Peachtree Partners, Arizona. If you need to buy a used car and need financing, call them at 800-832-2557. That's 800-832-2557.
Tokyo Express, next to Cherry Blossom Noodle Cafe on the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback, has been serving great food since 1982. A fast food Japanese restaurant at a reasonable price. Take out or sit in and enjoy. Either way, you'll be back for more. That's Tokyo Express on the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback in Phoenix. Telephone 602-277-4666. Watermark Wealth Strategies and Watermark Wealth Planning Offices at 11333 North Scottsdale Road has been a loyal sponsor of this program since its start. They specialize in wealth retention, estate planning, and legacy planning. Watermark has been a leader in the Valley, and its members have been together for over 20 years. Founding partner Carmen Saccone has over 40 years of experience in tax, investment, and estate planning issues affecting retirees and their assets. They offer comprehensive planning that has helped assist families through the process of identifying client objectives and concerns and constructing a strategic plan to address tax, risk, and legacy issues. Consultations are complimentary, and we encourage you to contact Allison Porter at 480-442-3989 to schedule. Securities and advisory services are offered through the LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA/SIPC.
Veggie Village, the best vegan restaurant in Arizona, has a second location, still at 1255 East Northern, now also at 15577 North Hayden Road, Suite C103 in Scottsdale. Chicken, beef, calamari, shrimp, and more, all made out of plants, all a delight to their taste buds. You just have to try it for yourself. Not open on Sunday on Northern, but open 7 days in Scottsdale. Give them a try and you will be back for more. I am William Wolf, creator of Middle East Radio Forum and an injury attorney in practice since 1971. I was awarded the high honor of Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association. I only advertise on the show where you can get to know me and my values. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. Please give me a call if you have need for an injury attorney at 602-279-1914.
You're listening to the Middle East Radio Forum on 960 The Patriot. To join in the conversation, call anytime at 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Outside of the Valley, call toll-free 888-960-9696. Questions are also welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now back to your host, Attorney William J. Wolf.
Welcome back to today's edition of Middle East Radio Forum. Yes, my name is William Wolf. In the 21st year of doing the show, I'm coming up on a renewal of the contract. I need to know how many people are interested in my continuing the show. As I said, this is the longest running brokerage show in the history of Arizona. And the best way you can tell me you want to do that is help me pay for it. This is a brokerage show I have to pay each and every week. And I request that if you're listening to the show, it's got to be worth $1 a week. So I request you send me at least $52 to help with the cost of the show and to show me that you want the show to continue. Donations can be sent to my office, 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203, Phoenix, 85020. Again, 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203, Phoenix, 85020. I thank you for helping me bring the show. Yoni Titi, are you there still?
I am.
Okay. The world seems to be watching what is happening to the population of Gaza. And you've already really said what you have to do. But what do you think the world is actually going to do? And is that going to be a problem for Israel?
Well, I think we've already started to see the handwriting on the wall with the Marxist leaders of the United States, where they have gone after specific individuals in Israel and put them under sanctions. And shame on the Israeli banks for going along with the United States, because these are guys that are just trying to run their farm, just trying to run their shepherds. They're trying to run their flocks. And something that got lost in the attack of last night, a 14-year-old Jewish shepherd was murdered in the last couple of days, beaten to death with a rock. Now, this brings back especially painful memories for me, because friend Dov Dribben, Zichrono Bracha, may his memory be a blessing to all of us, was murdered by Arabs, by Palestinians, because they kept trying to steal his sheep. They kept trying to steal his land. They put pressure on the Israeli government, so the army took away his issued M16. And then the police took away his handgun. And now we see a 14-year-old murdered. And now the PA is trying to put pressure on Israel to take away the government-issued M16s from the settlers. We saw the Biden administration block sales of American-made rifles, which would have benefited American gun companies and civilians in Israel because they were afraid they'd be used against the Palestinians. Well, yeah, Joe Biden, you moron. Of course they're going to be used against the Palestinians, and there's a reason for it, because they engage in terrorism. If the Palestinians stopped trying to murder us, would we have to defend ourselves? No. We could get along and we could live side by side. But don't blame us for defending ourselves. But the Biden administration has declared war on Israel. They are now going to go after, mark my words, key political people. We have a lot of people in the Knesset right now that are worth a lot of money due to the Startup Nation. Do not be surprised if the Department of Justice and the KGB, I mean the FBI, go after these people, and they are going to have their bank accounts frozen. They're going to be put under investigation, all in an effort to drop the Bibi government. Don't be surprised if they do the same thing against the ultra-Orthodox parties, because Agudat Israel has representation in America. Shas has representation in America. Don't be surprised if, in an effort to try and squeeze out of Israel a far-left Marxist government that will capitulate to our enemies, that the Biden administration, God forbid they get reelected, isn't going to do the same thing that they're doing to Donald Trump, that they're not going to do it to Israelis, because they've already started doing it to Israelis. Five guys that live in Judea or Samaria that they've sanctioned, they're going to do the same thing to, mark my words, the government ministries. They're going to squeeze Israel every way possible. And my only response to that is what Hashem, what God said to Avraham Avinu, to Abraham in the Bible, I will bless them that bless you, and those that curse you I will curse. And they comment on this passage in Genesis, as I say in English, in Bereshit in Hebrew, they comment on it that God Almighty will bless you if you have the intent of blessing the Jewish people and Israel. But he waits for you to curse Israel before he hammers you, because God is a God of mercy. But he will hammer you. Joe Biden, I pray to God you pay the price with God and you're not reelected. And I pray that justice is done against you for what you've done to the Jewish people, because you're an enemy of the Jewish people. That's the truth. the best president we ever had is Trump. We have to be honest. You know, I criticize America all the time because from my favorite president, Thomas Jefferson, all the way through to now, the United States has never gotten the Middle East and Africa correct. And I criticize them. But you can't, they've declared war on our leadership in Israel.
Okay, Yoni, I got to stop you there. You're listening to Middle East Radio Forum. My name is William Wolf. We'll be right back with the final segment of today's show. If you need heart surgery, do you choose your surgeon from an ad on TV or a billboard? Of course not. Choosing your accident attorney also should not be done so casually and without thought. I'm William Wolf, creator of Middle East Radio Forum and an injury attorney in practice since 1971. I was awarded the high honor of Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association. I only advertise on this show where you can get to know me and my values. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. Please give me a call if you have need for an injury attorney at 602-279-1914. No charge for our first meeting, and I take all claims on a contingent fee basis. Call 602-279-1914. That's 602-279-1914. I look forward to meeting you and working to achieve the best possible results for your injury claim.
Shuttleman Physical Medicine, Chiropractic, and Acupuncture is your go-to medical office in the West Valley. Call 623-214-7600. That's 623-214-7600. With two offices to serve you, there is no reason to stay in pain when Dr. Scheidelman may be able to help you. Call 623-214-7600 for Scheidelman Physical Medicine, Chiropractic, and Acupuncture.
Gilligan's on Maryland, on the northwest corner of 7th Street and Maryland, is much more than just a great Shell station and mini mart. Great cook-to-order food, different flavors of coffee and tea, beer and fine wine, including kosher wine, round out a wonderful one-stop shopping experience. A loyal sponsor of Middle East Radio Forum, check them out in the northwest corner of 7th Street and Maryland in Phoenix. That's Gilligan's on Maryland. Phone number 602-277-6269.
Thanks for listening to Middle East Radio Forum. I am your host and creator of the show, Attorney William Wolf. I was awarded the high honor of Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association and have been in practice since 1971. I handle injury and wrongful death claims and do go to court if necessary to achieve the best possible results for all my clients. It is often impossible to achieve full value if your attorney does not have the reputation of being willing to go to court on all matters. The high-volume, impersonal TV and billboard attorneys do not have that reputation. The insurance companies know who is willing to work for full value and adjust their settlement offers accordingly. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. My phone is 602-279-1914. I take all claims on a contingent fee basis. Call 602-279-1914. I look forward to meeting you.
You are listening to the Middle East Radio Forum on 960 The Patriot. To join in the conversation, call anytime at 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Outside of the Valley, call toll-free 888-960-9696. Questions are also welcome at radioforum@aol.com. That's radioforum@aol.com. Now back to your host, Attorney William J. Wolf.
Welcome back to the final but longest segment of this edition of Middle East Radio Forum. My name is William Wolf, your host today. My guest on the telephone is Yoni Titi. And I mentioned again, I have to renew the contract. I have to know if people are interested. The best way you can show me you're interested is by helping with the cost of the show. I have to pay for it each and every week. I request if you listen, it's worth at least a dollar a week to you. So obviously I'd like to get some more, but at least send me $52 if you want me to help. Want to help bring the show to the air. You can send it to me, William J. Wolf, at my office, 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203, Phoenix, 85020. Yoni, are you still with us?
I am.
I want to talk about Hezbollah in the north. We've touched on it, but how can Israel defend itself against over 100,000 rockets that Hezbollah has in the south of Lebanon, which is just a few minutes rocket time to get to a destination in Israel and cause destruction?
Well, we can't. I mean, that's just there's a certain reality there. Having said that, if somebody would have told me that over 300 ballistic missiles, drones, and cruise missiles would have been fired at Israel at the same time, and we would have gotten the results that we've gotten last night, I don't think I would have believed it. Look, the best way to defend against those missiles is to destroy them on the ground. We're in a very tricky situation because our number one ally is not our ally. Biden has already said he won't support us hitting Iran. At that point in time, the correct response should have been, Mr. President, wow, you've really put me in a jam here. If I don't respond to what Iran did to us by taking out their nuclear weapons program once and for all, for destroying and destroy the refinery at Karg Island, which is the only refinery in Iran, if I don't do that, then we've lost deterrence and the whole place is going to go up in flames. And you're saying you're not going to resupply us. So what you're telling me, Joe Biden, is you're pushing us out on our own. We have to make do with what we got. Okay, I'm cool with that. By the way, Mr. President, what we got is nuclear weapons. You want us to use them against Iran? Not a problem. I got no issues with that. If that's what we have to do, then that's what we will do. But the state of Israel and the Jewish people are going to survive. Now, do you want to resupply us with conventional weapons so that we have the ability to hit Iran and Hezbollah at the same time? Great. Be our ally. Be our partner. But if you aren't, we are still going to defend ourselves. And you're going to like it even less. Because we will use whatever weapons are at our disposal to make sure that Yoni's grandkids grow up.
Yoni, what do you think the chances are that Israel would actually use an atomic weapon against the Islamic Republic of Iran?
I would not want to see that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I know historically, pre-revolution, that the Iranian people were good people. I know that the Iranian people are tired of Islam, and a lot of them want to go back to what their original religions were. I firmly believe that if we can overthrow the mullahs and put them all up against a wall, including with the Revolutionary Guard, yes, I am talking about mass murder of a million pieces of garbage. Absolutely, I am. So that there's no chance that they can come back. If the Iranian people were to be free, I believe that within 2 years of them being free, there'd be an Iranian embassy in Jerusalem and an Israeli embassy in Tehran, just like there was in the 70s. Now, except it was in Tel Aviv, their embassy. But here's what needs to happen with Iran. If we had a president of the United States that was worthwhile, it would be a joint mission between the United States and Israel using American stealth bombers, our F-35s, followed up with V-52s. You go in, you take out all their air defense with the stealth equipment, and then you follow up later with the B-52s so you can drop some really big payloads on places that need to be hit. And you just drop them. At the same time, the Mossad and the CIA in joint operations start dropping millions of guns to the Iranian people. Millions of guns to the Iranian people. And then let the Iranian people overthrow their government. Then have free, fair elections, not manipulated by the United States or France or Israel or Iraq or anybody else. And I'll guarantee you that there will be embassies in each other's countries in short order.
You know, it sounds like an impossibility, what you're suggesting, though.
Look, with this president, it is an impossibility. But I'm telling you, all the contacts that I have with Iranians, their families that still live in Iran are tired of the government. They want it gone. And the only way to get rid of it is to provide the environment so that the people of Iran can overthrow their government. Look, when they murdered that poor girl for not wearing her scarf to the liking of the religious police in Iran, if we had a different administration in Washington, D.C., that would have been the perfect time for the CIA to work to overthrow the government. Instead, we're giving them billions of dollars. I mean, these people that are in power right now, they're not stupid. They're evil.
How is it possible that the United States is giving Iran billions of dollars? I mean, is it just mass insanity in the U.S. government?
It's not insanity. It's mass evilness. These people want to destroy what has been historically around. Look, do I believe that the Democratic Party of the United States of America wants to create a socialist-slash-communist workers' paradise in the United States? Yes, I believe there are elements of the party that are working toward that today. And my master's thesis was revolution and terrorism as an extension of state policy and how to counter it. I know a little bit about this stuff. I've been through more than one civil war in my life. I've been through more than one coup d'etat in my life. And I know what I'm seeing. We're in the early days of, like, there's a certain pattern to this stuff through history. And if you look at Nazi Germany, let's go back to about when Hitler and a few of his buddies were in a beer hall. At that point in time, they were already engaging in verbal violence against the Jewish people. And we saw the outcome of that. Now, what had to happen in Nazi Germany is this band of lunatics had to build themselves up to become a legitimate political party, which then eventually was able to gain enough control of the government that they took over the government. And then they engaged in physical violence against the Jews. Today in the United States of America, we see throughout the major cities of America, people in the streets yelling, gas the Jews, death to the Jews, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Well, for those that don't understand what that means, it means from the River Jordan to the Mediterranean Sea, all of it will be Palestinian territory, which means only one of two things for the Jews that live there. Either you're dead or you have the status of dhimmi, which means you're a second-class citizen to the Muslims, and you have to pay a tariff to be allowed to live. It will be against the law for you to build a second story on your house because that would put you higher than a Muslim. It'll be against the law for you to ride on a horse or a donkey because that would put you above a Muslim that's walking down the street. And don't tell me this stuff isn't real because my family lived it in Yemen. My family lived it in Morocco. So don't tell me it's not real. I'm not a second-class citizen to anybody. I will build a second story on my house. I will ride a horse. I will carry a gun. I will carry a knife. All of things were not allowed to Jews in Arab states. So we have millions of people on the streets of America yelling death to the Jews. And they're supported by an element of one of the major parties. We're farther along in that evolution toward physical violence in the United States of America than Germany was when Hitler and his gang were just a bunch of idiots in a beer hall. We have to be aware of that. And this government, the current government in the United States, and it's dangerous to the Middle East, it's dangerous to the world, and it's dangerous to the American people, whether you be a Jew or a Christian.
But Biden told Iran, said, don't do it. How could you be critical of him?
Well, you know what? You saw how much credit they gave that doddering old fool that the only thing that he does well is messes the pens. Okay? Biden is not the president of the United States. Biden is a sock puppet, and there's people behind him. Samantha Power yesterday, or not yesterday, but this last week, told the UN that there's famine in Gaza. It's a lie. It is an out-and-out lie. The price of food has collapsed to pre-October 6th prices. It's a wash in food. The same way everybody who says, oh, Gaza was the biggest open-air prison. Really. Go back and look at some of the footage of Gaza on October 5th or before. Look at the malls that would look in place in Dubai, in Doha, in Beverly Hills. It was a wash in money. They had a great life, but they couldn't contain themselves. It wasn't only Hamas that came across that border. We know thousands and thousands of Palestinian civilians came across the border. To do what? To render first aid to the Jews that had been wounded? No. They came across the border to partake in rape of men. Yes, rape of men, rape of women, rape of teenagers, rape of children, and rape of babies. So don't tell me I've got to give a damn about the civilians of Gaza when they've done that to my people. They are no less an enemy to the Jewish people than the Nazis. And the only difference between the Nazis and the Palestinians is that the Nazis had the ability to carry out the murder of over 6 million Jews. And the Palestinians, if God forbid we ever give them a state, they will gain the power and they will wipe out 9 million Jews in Israel over my dead body.
You know, I want to change it.
It's not going to happen.
Just for a second, I want to go to Iran. And I've mentioned this many times on this show. For decades, Iran has caused death and disaster and destruction to U.S. and other countries' assets. Look at all the Marines that were killed in Iraq.
Beirut.
And
back to 82 in Beirut.
And the embassies in Africa that were destroyed. How is it that Iran always gets away with it?
Because the American leadership are stupid. The State Department and the political generals in the Pentagon and the people that run policy, they are stupid. They understand the rest of the world outside of Western Europe. They don't understand that slavery still exists in Africa. They don't understand that slavery still exists in Saudi Arabia. They refuse to accept it. They refuse to accept that not that the whole world isn't just like America. They just speak different languages. But they're all decent. You know, the problem with America is Americans.
1 minute.
God
you got
bless
1 minute.
The American people. God bless the American people. They're the best people on the face of the planet. They've done more to ease human suffering anywhere else. And the morons that go into power in this country think the whole world's that way. It's not. Iran proved yesterday they don't have the nuclear bomb, because if they had it, they would have used it yesterday. Now, understand, we have to stop them. And I don't care what America says. Israel has to stop them using whatever power we must. And then when we've done that, we'll take on Hezbollah.
Okay, Yoni, I've got to stop you there.
That's all there is to it. We have to fight. This is no less a threat to the Jewish people than Auschwitz was.
Okay, Yoni, thank you very much. You'll be on to start off next week's show, and you can continue as you like. I have to announce next week's show. Next week, Mayor Jalovitz returns. He's going to talk about exposing the transparent hypocrisy of the Biden administration's lip service in defense of Israel, while symbiotically supporting Israel's Muslim enemies. Mayor's a great host, always a great presentation. And again, I ask you to support this show. Please help me by using the services of the advertisers, and also direct donations are needed to show that you want me to have a new contract to have another year of the show. Send a check to me, William J. Wolf, at my office, 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203, Phoenix 85020. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spreading the word about the show. Hope everybody has a great rest of the day.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.